Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is our bite-sized show for Tuesday the 6th of December, wrapping up all of the Liverpool headlines from today. I'm Chris Pajak and I will be on YouTube Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. UK time, with our live interactive show. But ahead of that, thought we'd get the old news out on the old podcast platforms. So we're going to be talking a couple of decent little news stories tonight. Liverpool have contacted UEFA over the Champions League allocation against Real Madrid. FSG could end up raising millions for transfers without selling Liverpool. We're going to talk Antonio Silva and, of course, Jude Bellingham. They're the main headlines for you today. I'm going to start then with the fact that Liverpool have complained to UEFA and Real Madrid over the Champions League away allocation. Liverpool have basically been allocated 1,800 tickets for the second leg of the Champions League tie at the Bernabeu. Anfield officials have said the figure is significantly less than expected for the showdown on March the 15th. So basically, Real Madrid are redeveloping the Bernabeu, and that's why they've said that they're allocating a lower amount. But Liverpool, because they're in the last 16 of the Champions League, should have at least 5% of capacity. The capacity should be 60,000. 5% of said capacity should be 3,000, but we've been allocated 1,800 tickets. Spirit of Shankly have asked the club to raise their concerns and will remain in dialogue throughout the process. But Liverpool have been allocated just 4 wheelchair bays and they are all in the home end. So that is obviously pretty disgraceful as well, to be quite honest with you. So Liverpool Disabled Supporters Association are going to continue to explore and try and increase the allocation in partnership with the Supporters Trust and stuff. So yeah, Liverpool have come out with a statement as well around this and said the club fully understands the impact this initial decision by Madrid has on supporters and the challenges with making travel arrangements for the game. It's quite frankly disgusting when you're supposed to have 5% of the allocation to only get, you know, what would that be, about 3%? That's just not right, is it? So hopefully this has changed and hopefully Liverpool do get more wheelchair bays as well. Hopefully some wheelchair bays will actually be in the away section, not the home section, because how shit is that as well, by the way? You know, there are a lot of people that travel home and away and it's just not enough tickets to go around, which is quite frankly disturbing when it comes to our last 16 tie. It's a second leg as well, obviously, so that's going to be difficult for Liverpool. But hopefully Liverpool and Spirit of Shankly, UEFA maybe step in and do something. More news on that as it comes around. The second story that I wanted to talk through today is, you know, we've talked on the podcast today and we've talked in the offices and everybody's talking about the sale of Liverpool Football Club. And obviously FSG, it looks to me anyway, to be perfectly honest, in my opinion and my opinion only, this isn't news, that FSG wants a full sale. But the Liverpool Echo did a cracking little article, actually, on how FSG could raise millions for transfers without selling Liverpool. And that's all really talking about how you could sell a smaller percentage of the football club or of the shares in the football club to somebody else, a minority shareholder. And what they managed to do was basically get a financial expert in. And they'd spoken to him, and it's football expert Kieran Maguire, the author of Price of Football, lecturer at the University of Liverpool, and he says it does have some benefits for FSG and the minority investor if that were to happen. For FSG, say for example they sold 10% of Liverpool at a valuation of $3 billion, that's $300 million, and that represents them getting their money back that they paid for the football club back in 2010, yet they're able to keep control. Now they can spend that money how they see fit. It could be to invest in player recruitment, or it could be to help them build funds for another purchase, as we already know that they're interested in acquiring more sports teams. It allows them to keep control and maybe allows them to bring some fresh ideas and expertise at board level to aid their growth opportunities. Should team valuations continue to rise, then it is a deal that could see them sell at a higher price than it is being touted for. So that's quite interesting, isn't it? Obviously, you know, there is talk about these minority investors in Liverpool Football Club. I suppose from my end, I can understand a little bit of why FSG would like to keep that control. Obviously, there is kudos to being the owner of Liverpool Football Club. It looks great on your portfolio of sports teams as well. One of the top football teams in the world. As a minority investor, you maybe want to spread the risk a little bit. Maybe you don't want to go all in on an asset, and you want to put a few million here and a few million there and a few million over there and look to try and gain on each of those things. And football right now seems to be immune to the market, which has obviously taken a downturn in the last couple of years and is forecast to take a downturn again. Is that why people are looking to invest in football clubs? Because their values always seem to be on the rise, albeit a little bit slower right now than we've seen over the last few years. So maybe that is the case in this one. Again, we've talked a lot about FSG and the potential sale and who it could be in the main podcast. So if you want more, youtube.com/theredmentv, it's the main podcast, or obviously on your podcast platforms, it's out there. It was from Tuesday the 6th of December as well. So talking about some players and acquisitions, a potential player that Liverpool could be interested in right now is Benfica defender Antonio Silva. The report from Football 365 is suggesting that Napoli, Juve, PSG and Liverpool are all interested. He's a 19-year-old centre-half, if you don't know. He broke into the Benfica first team this season and starred in the under-19 side that won the UEFA Youth League last term. Started all Champions League games this season as his side finished above Paris Saint-Germain and Juventus. And I've actually looked into some of the stats around Antonio Silva, and I've actually compared him to the likes of Joel Matip and Ibu Konate, and I'll go through that on the live interactive show if you are interested and want to see how he compares. One thing I found quite interesting, though, is I actually managed to get up the statistics from him, or the stats, sorry, versus Ruben Diaz, who obviously plays at Manchester City now. But before he played for Manchester City, he played for Benfica. So I thought, you know what, wouldn't it be nice to see Ruben Diaz in his last season for Benfica versus Antonio Silva in his this season for Benfica? And he, do you know what, he comes out pretty well. In fact, in terms of defensive duels, Silva comes out with higher per 90 than Ruben Diaz. In terms of aerial duels, it's slightly lower. In terms of loose ball duels, it's almost exactly the same. Sliding tackles, Diaz slightly better. Interceptions, significantly better for Silva. Losses per 90, almost exactly the same. Recoveries per 90, Silva comes out better again. Clearances, better for Silva. Slightly worse on fouls and better on yellow cards. And I thought that was quite interesting because obviously Diaz obviously broke through at Benfica and then got his big money move when Manchester City were looking for centre-halves. You know, were linked with Koulibaly and Upamecano and all those players and went for Ruben Diaz. So I thought, you know what, I'd like to see what Antonio Silva's stats were like versus Diaz for his last season against Benfica, and it's very, very similar. So it wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool were looking into this bloke. The fact of the matter is, he looks like a hot property. 19 years old, plays on the right side of the centre-backs at the moment, you know, with Virgil van Dijk and Joel Matip being, what, both 31 years old, I think, and Ibu Konate, obviously being a young lad. Concerns over Joe Gomez and his health issues and form moving forward. Could it be a signing that Liverpool make? I could actually see it happening. You know, maybe you get Virgil van Dijk for another couple of years. That gives somebody like Antonio Silva time to grow to his 22 years old. So yeah, it could be a signing that Liverpool would look to make. By the stats, it's you know, I could see Liverpool going in for him. And the final topic for discussion today is Jude Bellingham. Now, Florian Plettenberg, the Sky Germany journalist, said on his Twitter feed, "Update, #Bellingham. As revealed in our transfer show update a few weeks ago and now confirmed, Man United has hardly any chance and is out of the race for Jude Bellingham. Liverpool are still in. Klopp and Liverpool players still pushing. Dortmund would sell him in the summer. Price tag is going to be 100 to 150 million euros. Florian, in his transfer update show, it's been put out by Football Daily, and it's been put out by Sky Sports Football on their Twitter feeds. You're able to see it. Says that Klopp is pushing for Jude Bellingham. Now, obviously, what's really interesting about this is there is no Julian Ward, I suppose, to stop him getting Jude Bellingham. I think everybody's getting really excited, aren't they? I think, obviously, in fact, I know some people are starting to mute the word Bellingham because they don't want to get the heart broken again. But right now, it looks like Man United are out of the race. It looks like PSG have been named in the race. It looks like Real Madrid, according to Marca, are not going to be in the race because they don't see spending 150 or 100 million euros on a 19-year-old as something worthwhile for them when they've got a stocked midfield room, quite frankly. So that would, I'd imagine, leave the door open to, if PSG are interested, yeah, PSG, but I can't imagine he'd want to play in France, to be perfectly frank. So that leaves the door open for me, for Liverpool Football Club and Manchester City. Now, two sides who've been vying for trophies at the top of the Premier League, as we all know. A link-up potentially with Erling Haaland would be hard to swallow. But if Jürgen really, really, really is pushing for Jude Bellingham, does that give us a chance? I hope so, certainly. I think it's a player that unanimously, I think, across the board, Liverpool fans want Liverpool to sign. Because why wouldn't you? This lad could be at the top of the game for the next 10 to 15 years. He's such a dynamic footballer. It actually could genuinely be a bargain, 100 million quid. If you spread that over, let's say, 5-year contract, it's 20 million a season, isn't it? Which for a player of his quality at such a young age, it could be an absolute bargain, and it could set you up for the next few years. And that's why I think Liverpool need to go in for him. Whether we can get him or not depends on who else is in the race. But right now, it looks like Jordan Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold are doing a great job at tapping him up. And it seems to have riled Gary Neville as well, because Gary Neville wrote an article somewhere today. I've got no idea where. But he wrote an article saying, I used to do this when I was in England camp and basically get pally with the people to try and get the likes of Rio Ferdinand and Wayne Rooney to Manchester United back in the day. If that's what Jordan Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold are doing, is right, Reds. Love that. Hopefully, it looks like they're his best mates in the squad. He's talking about it in the diary room chair for England, wasn't he? How, you know, him and Trent Alexander-Arnold are up playing table tennis at night and stuff like that. Obviously, he respects Jordan Henderson so much. We've seen that. He's spoken about what a top quality player he is and how Hendo drives him to be a better player by his talking on the pitch. He said, you know, not only when you do something bad, but he's the first one to congratulate when you do something good. Is this a player that Bellingham thinks, by playing alongside for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe in a bit part role for Jordan, probably, he could take Bellingham to the top of the game? It sounds like it from all the interviews. Let's just hope that Liverpool can get this one over the line. So there you go. That is LFC Bite Size for today. Red Men Bite Size, I should say. Check back tomorrow when Chloe will be bringing the next news stories to you.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.